Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kant, author of the number one best-selling book, Sensitivity is Your Superpower, How to Harness Your Gifts, Fulfill Your Purpose, and Create a Life of Joy. And this is the first Monday of the month, so I have the great pleasure of having with me my co-host and Asian medicine specialist, Dr. Dennis Loebstein. And we are going to be talking about how to use LifeWave phototherapy patches on specific acupuncture points to help with various different symptoms. So if you have something that you're dealing with, let us know. You can actually go right to the chat if you're on the page, if you're long distance, or you call in 818-514-1190, hit 1 so we know your hand is up. We'll take people in the order that they show up. Again, it's 818-514-1190. So just a couple of things, housekeeping things. You want to make sure that you couch your question with relationship to the kind of symptoms that you're having, because we are not allowed to say, LifeWave Corporate is not allowed to say that their patches cure, treat, prevent, or mitigate any condition, medical condition, or any disease. So it's really important that we focus on the symptoms. And if, you know, we would just won't be able to answer if you ask it a different way from that. So I really appreciate everyone's cooperation with that. And the cool thing is I'm actually going to be writing notes for you. So whatever question you ask, Dr. Dennis answers or myself will actually write notes for you. And that will appear in the Patch Training Team blog, usually within about 2 working days. So thepatchtrainingteam.com/blog is where you'll want to see all the notes from the past episodes as well as the current one we're doing now. And we'll put there as well contact information for Dr. Dennis's special clinic that he has, that he runs, that's free for you to attend, which is very, very generous of him. And there are some people that know that we have an event on Facebook, and it is a public event. So whether, you know, people are new to LifeWave or LifeWave teams from all over the world, they are allowed to come and ask questions here. And it's just our pleasure and passion to help people from around the world with their patching. So we will be actually starting with the people that have posted questions already in there. And if you happen to be online and, you know, you're on the phone as well, just, you know, let us know what phone number you're at. That would be helpful as well if you want to unmute in case we have some extra questions to ask of you related to your symptoms. So if you are on the phone, again, it's 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand is up, and then we can unmute you later. So Dr. Dennis, welcome to August 20, 2022, the Ask Your LifeWave Doctor Show.
Well, hi, Dr. Karen. Hi, everybody. So glad to be here with y'all. It's a beautiful day in Arizona.
Perfect.
And we just had a week of rain for the monsoons, and it cooled things down a bit, so it's just perfect.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that is great. I'm just curious, Dr. Dennis, you used to live in Orange County, California, correct?
Well, actually it was L.A. County, but close.
Oh, L.A. County. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you happy with your decision to move inland?
Oh, definitely. I miss the mountains and the ocean, but I don't miss the politics.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So, all right. So, Dr. Dennis, are we ready to field some questions today?
Let me make a few observations first.
Sure.
So, just to share with everybody, since I'm in Yavapai County, Arizona, I've been helping out with the Yavapai County preparedness team and teaching them how to use the phototherapy patches, how to put them in their medical kits, and how to use them for specifically psychological stress in addition to other things like pain.
Nice.
Yeah. And one of the things that I show them how to do is related to what we would get with ear acupuncture, and I use these little probes with a ball at the end of it that don't penetrate
metal?
The skin.
Yeah, like a metal probe. Okay.
Yeah, and the point of saying that is I have them hit points that deal with trauma memory and help people relax. And I'm going to talk about which points those are briefly, and then talk about how to expand that into using patches on bigger body points. So,
oh, okay.
So the same kind of thing. So the ear points that we use are Shen Men, and Shen Men is for calming the Shen. The Shen is a spirit of the Qi housed in the heart, and that's what connects us with Source and with Akashic records and with morphic fields outside the body. So if you calm the Shen, you calm people down. And then we hit zero point, and that harmonizes everything. That's an important point because it's earth-related, and in the old Yellow River map, before there was a five-element map, the old Yellow River map's a precursor to the five-element map, all the energy from all the other organs passed through the earth before it went to another organ. As you know,
wow.
Like in, and in the current five-element map, if y'all that have been listening to us for a while know we have fire going to earth, for example, and earth going to metal, metal to water, and water to wood in a circle. And fire would be going to earth like fire is the mother for earth. Earth is the child of fire. Well, before that, the earth was in the center, and in order to get to metal or to calm the Shen, mm-hmm. and metal is a phase an element or a what's called a wuxing, which is a phase, one of the five phases, and that's how element was translated from the Xing or the phase of energy. So we've got a phase of energy in the metal, and these phases or elements are bipolar. So we often deal with pain in the metal element or phase, and the bipolar opposite of that, of pain, is spirituality or being unblocked. Because in five-element medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, pain is caused by blockages to the flow of qi. So if you get rid of the blockage, you get rid of the pain. And so if you don't have any blockages, then your qi and your spirit can flow freely, and you're not encumbered with pain. So that's why that element is spiritual. So the way to harmonize everything with this ear probing that I'm talking about is with a zero point on the ear. Okay, and then the next thing we do to untraumatize somebody, because you know we know that there's so much going on in the world today. So many people are traumatized with all kinds of false information and coercion to do things, and I won't get into the details because we don't want to be censored. But we can undo that in individuals by shifting energy patterns, and this ear acupuncture is one way to do it. So we do Shen Men, zero point, and then we also go to heart and then kidney, or kidney and heart. Now, that's very interesting because, as we've talked about before, heart is in fire and kidney is in water. And so when you're psychologically balanced or stable, you've got a heart or kidney harmony or a fire-water harmony. And when those get imbalanced, when they get disharmonious, the Shen gets out of kilter because the Shen's in the heart, and the Zher gets out of kilter because the Zher is the corresponding spirit in the water or the kidney, which is willpower. So we have the spirit of the kidney, the Zher, or the willpower, and
how do you spell
the spirit
Zher?
Z-H-I.
Oh, Z-H-I. Okay. Oh, I really spelled Zher, that wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Z-H-I.
Well, I'm probably butchering the pronunciation.
I don't know what that is in Cantonese, so.
Right. So, so when we have fire-water harmony, we have psychological balance. And when we have stress and challenges to our emotional stability and psychological balance, we have a Shen disturbance or a some kind of emotional problem, psychological problem. And so that's why when we are dealing with trauma memory, we can calm that with these ear probes points that I'm talking about, the Shen Men zero point, the heart and the kidney. Mm-hmm. Now, if we want to take that idea of balancing our energy and dealing with emotional trauma and use patches on larger points on the body to do the same thing, we can use a nice triangle, which a lot of you are already familiar with, on stomach 36, bilateral on both sides, and also CV12. So instead of bilateral stomach 36, we'd use stomach 36 on the right and spleen 6 on the left. So using that combination of spleen 6 on the left and stomach 36 on the right is energetically equivalent to using ginseng, which is an adaptogen, and adaptogens will balance energy. And if you're too jacked or too high or too stressed, like if you've got a high level of stress hormone circulating from having your homeostasis or your balance challenged, from having your ACTH too high or your cortisol too high or your adrenaline too high, then using ginseng or using these points, spleen 6 on the left and stomach 36 on the right, will serve to balance. Mm-hmm. And then you can use the front mu point for the stomach, which is CV12, to complete the apex of the triangle. And what I'm using the front mu point for, because mu points or alarm points is where chi for the channel comes to the surface. So CV12 is the front mu point for the stomach, and it regulates stomach chi. If you're stressed, your stomach chi might go up instead of down the way it's supposed to, and that makes you feel nauseous and gives you vertigo and makes you feel dizzy. So, okay, how are we going to patch these? Well, you can use energy enhancer patches or ice wave patches with the white one on right stomach 36 and the tan one on left spleen 6, and then use one of the YH patches up on CV12. So in my view, that's energetically equivalent to doing the ear probing for calming the Shen and releasing the psychological trauma.
Nice.
So I thought that I'd share that with everybody. Just as an aside, if there's anybody listening from the Yavapai County Preparedness Team, you can get your patches from ycptpatches.com. And nice. That website is a LifeWave website, but the commissions go to donations to the preparedness team. So if you're in our preparedness team, go to ycptpatches.com and you can help the team.
Can you say that slower, Dr. Dennis?
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Can you say that name slower?
Oh,
the
sure.
URL?
ycptpatches.com.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
YCPT is the Yavapai County Preparedness Team.
Yeah, say that five times fast. All right,
right.
Cool. All right, now, just a quick question. Spleen 6, stomach 36 is not a heart nor kidney point. So I know that's what you were using in the ear to untraumatize someone. So how is that equivalent, actually?
Because it's equivalent to 0 point. That's why I mentioned the Yellow River map before, because the earth is in the center and everything passes through the earth in order to get to the next phase. So these are major earth points, which is equivalent to the center in the Yellow River map, or the 0 point in the ear, which harmonizes everything.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm glad I asked. I was like, okay, I've been confused on the connection. Okay, cool.
Yeah, really good question.
Very cool. All right, yeah, I got it down, guys. It's on the notes.
Awesome.
Okay,
Dr. Karen Voss with notes.
as a summarizer, I guess. It's funny because I'm a big picture person, but where I'm detail oriented is just trying to understand something. So I will be the annoying student in the class with my hand up all the time. Professor, I don't really get this part. Do you mean this? except in physical chemistry. I don't know if you took that, Dr. Dennis, but I was clueless.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I know what a diabetic expansion is, but that's about it. I don't remember anything from physical chemistry. Other types of organic chemistry, love that. You know, like any other class with physical chemistry, no clue. We were just sitting in the back just laughing because we had no idea what he was talking about. And amazing I passed that class. So that was the hardest class on the planet. Anyway, I digress. Dr. Dennis, would you be willing to answer a question for me first?
Of course.
Before we get to everybody. Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. So this is kind of a strange question, but so a friend of mine has red eye. Okay, and maybe we'll talk about her stuff in a sec. But so she has this red eye, and I just thought, you know, I have this nano zeolite spray that I use as a facial toner ever since LifeWave stopped offering a facial toner. I was kind of using that, and I thought, you know, this red eye thing, I've had in the past where I've used that, or I thought I was using, you know, nano silver, and I couldn't remember which one. So I thought, well, I'm just going to maybe tell her to spray her eyeball with it, right? But I wanted to try it first, so just to make sure, you know, that it's tolerable. So I sprayed my eyes, or my left eye, just practice, and I thought, okay, it seems to be fine. Like, there's no stinging, there's nothing, right? So I said, okay, so try this, and she said it seems to help. And then James had some sty or something in his eye the other day, and I just said, oh, I'll just, you know, spray this. It doesn't help, we can patch. But he sprayed it, and it was fine. He sprayed it twice, and it was fine, right? It just, all the discomfort, the pain, the gooiness just went away. So what happened to me, though, Dr. Dennis, is that after I did that, now maybe it's coincidental, but all of a sudden I have a floater in my eye. So this is a diagnosis, so let me just describe what it is for everybody else down there. So what it is that there is like, it looks like a little piece of dust, or you know how you get like threads that come off your old clothes, you know, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's just floating right in the middle of my visual field. Now, it doesn't really bother me per se. It may or may not be due to the zeolite, because I know zeolite actually attaches to heavy metals and, you know, take it out of the body. But taking something out of the eye is a little bit harder, just because there's not, you know, the blood supply is very small. It's very tiny vessels. So I have this little circle of what looks like a piece of dust floating around my eye. I was just wondering, I know the eye in the vitreous humor is liver, so just curious, is there a patching suggestion to see if we can dissolve this thing, whatever this is in the eye?
Yeah, so it's inside the eye, not on the conjunctiva?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about the eyes being the window for the liver, and there's a point we've talked about before called Qi Hao, which is to the lower outer quadrant of the eye. It's just above where the small intestine 18 point is, which is at the on the crest of the cheekbone. So just above and a little bit to the side of that. And if you feel the rim of the orbit of the eye, in the center you'll feel this notch, and go lateral to the notch and just a little bit below, and that's Qi Hao, and it's a special point that's related to liver energy that will help the eyes.
Ooh. Okay.
Qi Hao.
Okay, great. Yeah, so would this point also be helpful for my friend that has red eye? Now, she is not currently resonating with going to see a regular conventional medical practitioner. I wouldn't say she doesn't trust them, but I would say she has good reason sometimes.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah, so she, you know, I did tell her that, you know, I don't have the equipment at home to, like, really look inside her eye, you know, and so I just gave her some tips and things like that related to that. So we started the spray, but I can't really examine her, and I'm not her medical doctor, so it's probably inappropriate. So just wondering if this point would be really helpful for her, even if we don't necessarily know what the diagnosis is. Like the medical doctor in me is like, okay, get your pressure checked, get this checked, get that checked, right? But I don't have that equipment. And she doesn't resonate with doing that at this time. So is this a point that would be helpful? Should she like patch liver 3? I mean, this has been going on for weeks now.
Okay, so are we talking about an inflammation and an engorgement of the blood vessels on the surface of the eye? Or are we talking about an infection that's raging in the eye?
Well, let's put it this way. I've seen pink eye, you know, and it's not that. You know, I've seen, you know, infections where there's a lot of green coming out, the so-called,
yeah,
you know, temporary allergies, so-called viral infections generally are like watery stuff coming out of both eyes. They're both red, but this is a single eye, so it's very unusual. And the reason, you know, I suggested maybe going to see someone is because, you know, red eye, there's certain differential diagnoses for red eye, and some, there's one that's dangerous, the others are not, and I can't diagnose it without the equipment. You know, it's something we would send to an ophthalmologist or an optometrist or something like that. So it seems to me, and she's getting diplopia, which is a symptom of seeing double. So that tells me the muscles in the eye are inflamed. And, I haven't done topical healing on her yet, but the muscles are inflamed, and obviously the conjunctiva is inflamed because it's red. It's not terribly red, but it's redder some days than others, so it kind of comes and goes.
Okay. Well, several things come to mind. One is gallbladder 37, and that's a gallbladder point that is 5 sunar inches proximal or towards the center of the body above the ankle on the outside of the leg.
Gallbladder, sorry, I'm just stuck.
37.
37, okay, right. 37, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that benefits the eyes, and it dispels wind damp, and it activates the channel and alleviates pain. But the important thing it does here is it benefits the eyes, and it dispels damp and wind damp. So wind, if she's got any itching, and damp for the engorgement of the vessels and the eyes getting flame. Okay, so that's one.
She would just patch the one side, the side that she's got. It's on her left eye.
No, she can do both, like use energy enhancer or ice wave with the white on the right and the tan on the left. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one approach. Another approach would be to combine gallbladder 37 with a spleen point like spleen 9, because spleen 9 drains damp, and we want to get rid of the engorgement of the blood vessels there. And also spleen is responsible for keeping blood in the vessels. So
right.
if there's the blood's jumping out of the vessels, to use Chinese medical terminology, spleen would be a good energy to tonify.
Okay.
So use left spleen 9 and right gallbladder 37. So
okay.
You put the tan patch on left spleen 9 and the white patch on right gallbladder 37.
Okay.
So left spleen 9,
good.
Right gallbladder 37. And,
right. And
you could
do
also,
anything local?
Or you could do local too.
Okay.
Like put a YH patch up on Qi Hao.
Okay.
Like carnosine or glutathione or even Eon.
And how do you spell Qi Hao? Is it Q-I-H-A-O?
That's close. Let me circle back to you to borrow Peppermint Patty's terminology.
Oh, no. Dr. Dennis, I just spit my shake all over the screen of my computer. Hang on. James, can you help me? Can I get a towel? Thank you. He made me laugh. I've got it all over my keyboard. Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know if I, hopefully I did not ruin this. Unfortunately, it's a touch screen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just connected to who you were talking to. And then I just spit out my shake all over here. I've never done that before. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. You can keep talking.
Hey,
we're going to just keep cleaning up.
We've been at this
here.
For 9 years and I finally got you to spit on your screen.
I guess you did. Oh my goodness, Dr. Dennis. Oh my goodness. Okay. Sorry guys.
Let's
I go. Just got a little distracted here. I got wet all over my screen. My James is helping me here with the keyboard.
Hi, James.
Okay, well, yeah, everything's going to smell like strawberry banana here. On, okay, that's good enough. Thank you, my dear. I will clean this better later. Okay, Dr. Dennis, keep going.
Okay, Qi Hao. Well, everyone's going to remember how to spell Qi Hao now.
I guess.
It's Q-I-U-H-O-U.
Okay, I got to get back to
and
my
literally
spot
means
here.
Q-I-U-H-O-U.
Okay, whoops, what happened here?
Q-I-U-H-O-U.
Okay. Oh, okay, I just erased half of what I already wrote. Hang on. Let me just go, because I just was wiping the screen. It's a touch screen, so it erased what I already wrote. So I'm just going to cut that out, and I'm going to go backwards. Please come back. Will you come back? Maybe not. Well, that's all right. We'll figure it out again. It's good to always remember these things. Okay, we're talking about
spleen 9 and gallbladder 37.
Right, if got that.
Okay. That sound, okay.
Okay. Yep. All right, great. You better warn me next time. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, so white pads such as glutathione, ENR, carnosine on Qi Hao.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. All right. Whew. Thank
and
Google Docs.
Anybody who's fishing details that has a Shanghai book the Shanghai designation of that point is M-HN-8.
I really hope. Okay. Okay, hang on, Dr. Dennis. I am struggling a little bit with my keyboard because the shake got inside there.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to wipe it out. Stop doing that. Okay. Okay, now what? All right, so hang on. I may have to actually get green. How do I grade this over there? You can keep talking if you like. I'm just going to try to figure out how to drag this to the other.
Okay. So Qihao means behind the ball, and it's, as I said before, it's located on the lateral lower rim of the eye's orbit. And you don't patch, so the patch covers the eye. You go a little bit below that. So the patch will still affect the Qihao, but it won't cover the eyeball. Or part of the eye. You don't want to get it in the eye.
Okay, right. Okay, hang on, guys. I am, I wish I had a video here because it would be very interesting for you to see. I have two monitors. Unfortunately, I cannot drag my screen onto the other monitor because it is flipping out like crazy. Let me see if I can close that. Close this. Please close. Please close. Please close. No. It's not going to close. Okay, because I don't know why it's just my Skype is going nuts here. Oh, I know why. Okay, yeah, there is shake that is pressing on the bottom of my monitor that I did not wipe off. There we go.
You know, Dr. Steve was jealous that I made somebody laugh so hard they spit all over their screen.
Oh my gosh, he would think it was hilarious. I know. Okay, so now let's see if I can get back to my notes.
Okay.
Please work. Okay, let's see. Did you save? Please save. Okay. Yes. Okay. We are temporarily, at least, good. I think all the pieces of really, really, really gooey, wet stuff, even though it did go inside my keyboard, I think it's going to work. So I will do a more thorough cleaning after the show. Yeah, so just be careful with the edge of the patch not to poke it in your eye, okay? So we are giving our, like, warning here, our disclaimer, you know, the patch does sit or just affect a fairly large area of, you know, in this case, the face. So as long as you're near it, I think you are good on that outer.
And also, if you have small features like a small face, you can actually fold the patch a little bit on itself to keep it out of the eye.
Okay, that's a great idea. Okay, you can fold the patch a bit. Make sure it isn't irritating.
And another thing that you can do to make the patch smaller, and it's not we couldn't recommend this when we had homeopathic solution floating around in the patch. Mm-hmm. But like if you want to patch an ear acupuncture point, or a point that's close to the eye and you need to make the patch smaller, besides folding it, you can take a ticket puncher and punch a hole in the center of the patch and just use that part to stick on the point.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting. So but I thought there was oxygen water in there. Wouldn't that leak out?
Yeah, it'll leak out. And the patch will work less time, and it'll tend to dry out, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to write that, guys, but you heard it. You heard from Dr. Dennis. I'm just not going to write it on the blog, so.
Yeah, I'm sure the company wouldn't recommend mutilating the patches.
Yeah, no, we might get in trouble for that. So, Okay. All right. Well, great. That's a great protocol. Worth a try. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that. So thank you, Dr. Dennis. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's get to our questions. Oh, that's right. I closed all the tabs. So now, let me go back to questions. So Tasha has given me the link. Thank you, Tasha, underneath this Google Doc so I can get there really quickly. There we go. Okay. So. Okay, so first question here is from Crystal. I think you actually answered that, but maybe we can give her some other thoughts. So Crystal says, looking for a LifeWave patching protocol to regulate emotions, particularly for impulsive anger from feeling criticized or even just being really hot, mostly stems from my, I can't say the diagnosis, we'll say poor attention span issues. Help inflammation, pain, and weight would be awesome too. Okay, that's a lot of stuff. So we're going to stick with the original so we can get other people a chance to get their thing. So, but Crystal, if you are live on the show or you're on the Facebook where you have that, let me know what your phone number is so we can unmute you so we can get more information. Okay. So
let me add an additional component since there's an anger component to that. Anger is an emotion of the liver. That means you've got liver qi stagnation building up. And we've talked about this many times before. You can dissipate stagnant liver qi by using liver 3.
Mm-hmm.
So patch liver 3.
Right. And what patches do you suggest?
Energy enhancer, or ice wave, or Eon and SP6. So liver 3 is bilateral. So you can put positive 1 on the right, negative 1 on the left.
Okay. All right. So let me put that in here.
In addition to what we said before about emotion.
Bilateral. Oh, in addition?
Yeah, because we have an additional component now called anger. So the harmonizing earth will help calm emotion down in general and stress.
Uh-huh.
And dissipating anger would be liver 3.
Okay, so you're going to use 2 sets of energy enhancers potentially or 2 sets of ice wave?
Or 1 set plus the Eon and the SP6.
Right, okay. Okay, so Eon on the right. Okay. Cool, it's not wrong to use double, just so you know, guys. You know, you could definitely use, the spleen 6 on the left, stomach 36 on the right with energy enhancer ice wave, and then still use energy enhancer ice wave if you don't have SP6 or Eon, that combination, on the top of the foot for liver 3. Okay, so that is great for anger. As far as the question, inflammation and pain, we know that Eon and ice wave help with inflammation and pain. So those are the two patches you would use for that. We would highly recommend you learn the clock technique, which is in the brochure. So definitely get that cold. And if you, Crystal, if you're not sure how to do that, if you're in my group, we actually have lessons for that. If you're not in my group, your upline should know where to show you where the information is. You can go to LifeWave Success Library, and they have patching information on how to do the clock technique for inflammation and pain. Sometimes people like the Eon, like I love the Eon, like, you know, behind the right ear, just as a calming thing, and that decreases inflammation in the whole body. And then you can use the ice wave for pain. And weight is just way too big thing to deal with because we've got inflammation, we've got toxins, we've got emotional stuff, we've got energetic stuff, we've got diet stuff. So it's not something that's a quick answer. Although what I can say is in my experience that it's really, really helpful no matter what weight loss protocol that you're doing with, non-patching protocol you're doing, I find that the weight can be super supported by using X39 and X49. We do know there is fat loss with X49 now with our current data that we have. SP6 is really helpful for appetite control and hormonal balance. Eon is really great to prevent that cortisol from going up too high, so it settles people's emotions that way. And if your cortisol is high, you get a lot of fat in your belly area. So you want to decrease the stress response. So you got SP6, which is helpful for appetite control and hormonal control. You got Eon, helpful for cortisol and hormonal control. So you can definitely add those two in. And then glutathione is really helpful for toxins, because sometimes fat is there because of toxins. So that would be good to add in as well. So there's a lot of stuff here. You probably don't want to do all the protocols all at once. You don't want like 12 patches on you, right? So you just want to, you know, take it a little bit of time, work on the emotional component first, I would say, and then, you know, patch the other things separately as tolerated. So that was super fast. But Dr. Dennis, do you have anything else to add related to that?
Yeah, use kidney 6, which is below the ankle, and that's indicated in TCM for lowering ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. That'll lower the cortisol.
Okay, so you can use this with, that could be energy enhancers, right, or ice wave?
Yeah, or preferably Eon on the right and SP6 on the left.
Okay, great. SP6 left and Eon on the right side. Okay, great. So glutathione for a detoxification, X39, 49 for supporting loss. Theoretically, it's just X49, but I usually use them in combination. So I'll put the X39 in brackets here for that. Okay, great.
Now, let me mention this as an aside. For people that are overweight, that have difficulty breathing, the using X39 and X49 on lung one seem very helpful to help people breathe. So you could use X49 on right lung one and X39 on left lung one. And while the X49's energy is helping with the fat loss, the both patches on lung one will help the breathing.
Okay, great. Okay.
And also another avenue for learning how to do the clock technique would be to visit our HealthWise clinic when we're doing our Zoom room the third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. Arizona time. And if you want the link to that, you can find it on Dr. Karen's website. She's got her flyer posted there. Or you can contact Nurse Heidi, who's my sister, who's a nurse for the clinic, and just email her at heidilobsteinnurse@gmail.com, and she'll send you a flyer with the link.
Okay. All right, cool. So this is from Peggy. Peggy, you might be on, right? Let me just see if I can see the... I don't even have my console up. Thank goodness I didn't get disconnected from the call. Okay, so it's amazing what spitting on your computer can do. Okay, let me get back here so I can see the studio and see all the phone numbers. All right, let me see.
Got a patchy computer for draining damp.
That's right. Okay, so I think I see Jared. Okay, great. And Tampa Bay Patching Coach. Okay, so I have the time when you guys logged in as well as who had their hand up, so that's good. We're going to come to the phones very, very shortly. We do have another person that two people actually that posted on the event. So the next one is from Peggy. So she has a friend that was told he has high lipoprotein A, and the doctor told him that this can cause blockages in the arteries, and he's had some stents which are things that open up the arteries. So she's just looking for any patching suggestions to support the cardiovascular system. He doesn't have any symptoms per se. So in this case, we're just supporting the cardiovascular system.
Okay, so collection of gruel on the insides of the arteries is considered a form of phlegm in Chinese medicine or pre-communist Chinese medicine. So the point that I use a lot for breaking up phlegm is stomach 40, which is halfway between the knee and the ankle on the lateral side of the tibia on the lower leg. So you could use energy enhancer, widen the right hand and the left, or ice wave, or Eon on the right and SP6 on the left for stomach 40 for breaking up phlegm.
Okay.
And then you can do cardiovascular things too. In addition to stomach 40, points that help with cardiovascular are like stomach 36, pericardium 6. Also,
stomach 36 and pericardium 6. Okay.
So that's good. The most helpful one will probably be breaking up the phlegm, stomach 40. But also,
okay, and then the stomach 36, pericardium 6, are you talking about doing them both sides of the body?
Yeah, you could do that. But I thought of a better angle than that. And that would be to use stomach 40 along with spleen 9, because spleen 9 drains down. So what causes phlegm accumulation is damp buildup. So if you break up the phlegm, you want to drain the damp at the same time. So a good combination for that would be spleen 9 on the left and stomach 40 on the right.
Uh-huh.
So the positive patches on the right, stomach 40, negative patches on left, spleen 9.
Okay. Right, and or you could use both stomach 36s or both pericardium 6s, correct? And I was going to say, Dr. Stennis, do you know the X39, X49 helps to support the cardiovascular system based on the research? So I'd probably add those in the center line as well.
Sure. Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, the actual blood vessels are part of the cardiovascular system. So, yeah, I think that they could be highly protective and helpful support the cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. Use as per, I'll just put for sure, or you can use right on top of the heart. Oh, sorry, right on... front of the chest, the X39, right, Dr. Dennis, we did that, and back of the heart, which would be X49, if you have flexibility, put it there. So you would
right.
be bracketing the heart.
Yep, like on the Shendao, or GV11, right below thoracic vertebra 5.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you, Peggy. Great question. Okay, the third person that posted here is Kristen. Okay. All right. So, Kristen, you have a diagnosis here, so we can't answer that question. So, because I'm a medical doctor, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and I am going to explain, generally speaking, what the symptoms are of this condition. So, she has two questions. One is, if someone has numbness and tingling in their extremities, she said, I've tried the one on the back of the neck, but it stopped working. Okay, so I'm guessing she's talking about X39. I'm guessing she didn't say which one it is. So that's question number one. So let's deal with that first. Okay, so let me write that down. Kristen.
Well, also remember, when you think the patches stopped working, you may not feel them anymore. But in the laboratory, when you hook somebody up to a physiograph and you put patches on them, you see physiological changes, and 30% of the time, people don't feel it. Mm-hmm. But they're still working.
Well, I'm curious. It sounds like she felt like it was helping, but now it's not helping. So the symptoms got better, but then didn't.
So the signal, the body may have habituated to the signal, so just rotate them around to different points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So rotate the X39 to different points. And I'm just going to add in here, make sure you do not have it on the body for more than 12 hours per time. So we did have a handful of people who basically used it for 17 hours, 20 hours, and then used it every single day, and then it stopped working after a couple of weeks. So then we had them go back to 12 hours max per day, and then it started, quote-unquote, working again. So that's what Dr. Dennis is talking about, habituating to the points, but in this case, habituating to the signal.
Yeah, right.
Okay, doesn't habituate to the signal. Okay, so that being said, I would still, as you're alluding to, Dr. Dennis, continue the X39 and then potentially X49, because both patches are known to be helpful for the nervous system. I know the X39 studies were on the brain, but it is part of the nervous system. And then X49 also helpful for the nervous system as well as the cardiovascular system. So what about for numbness and tingling? Now, we shouldn't say where it is, but generally speaking, this is usually in the lower extremities, lower legs, or potentially hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, gallbladder 39 is the influential point for marrow. And in pre-communist Chinese medicine, marrow is actually the nervous system. So I'd stick an Eon or an X49 on right gallbladder 39 and an SP6 or an X39 on left gallbladder 39.
And is that, so you wouldn't combine SP6 with X49, you would combine X49 with X39 and then Eon with the X39, is that correct?
Usually you'd use Eon with SP6 and X49 with X39, but you could switch them out and see what kind of effect you get.
Okay.
As long as you put the positive patches on the right, negative patches on the left, or relatively negative, like even though X39 is a positive patch, relative to X49, it's more yin. So it's akin to using carnosine on the left when you have a more powerful positive patch on the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect, great. The other question is, would love a protocol for nasal congestion. I've used the triangle protocol on the fave, but it also stopped working. The protocol on lower leg didn't work for me. Okay, so I'm not sure which protocol she's talking about, but I'm thinking she's talking about the stomach 40. Didn't work for her at all, working on the damp and congestion. So the triangle protocol would be the one on the face with Eon in the center and ice wave on both sides. That was working, but now it stopped working. So it could be the same issue, overdoing the points or using the patches for too long or being dehydrated or not having enough minerals. Those are all possibilities.
The third eye is indicated for sinus congestion too, so try that one.
That's what she did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so triangle is ice wave on either side of the cheek, and then an Eon or a X39 on the center line.
Okay. You could also, if you got somebody that can help you put the patches on, try bladder 13, which is a back shoe point for the lungs. When people have allergies, that's really sore. So if you put a positive patch in the right, negative patch in the left, like X49 on the right, X39 on the left, bladder 13, that may help. Another way to go, if you can't reach bladder 13, is to use lung 9, which is the Yuan source point for the lungs. And that's located on the radial side of the arm below the thumbs.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so let me just see. I'm just going to put here the stop working. If things stop working in addition to the above, check your hydration, optimize minerals.
Right.
Use patches 12 hours or less, and don't use the same points day after day. Okay, great.
Right,
awesome.
Right.
Okay, let's get to the phones, and then we'll get to the chat. So the first person I have written down here, I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and then you can let us know your first name, and I'll be writing notes, and Dr. Dennis can answer your question. Okay, so last four digits, 6665. Hi. Oh, it is you.
Okay.
Okay.
That is me, and you did answer my question that I had for my friend, so.
Oh, that's great. Peggy, I was wondering whether that was you. Now, in the event, I did say, hey, Peggy, you know, in the patching chart we have, right, you should be able to see heart support in there, and you should have been able to tell us which patches to use. We're telling you the points, but I'm just saying we want to teach you how to fish because you're sophisticated enough at this point. And you're helping so many people. I want you to have that, know that you know the information. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, got you. Yes. Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to mute you back up here and go to our next caller.
Yeah, we want to angle for some puffer fish.
Puffer fish?
Yeah. Sorry, it was a bad attempt at a joke.
Well, sometimes I don't get jokes right away, but obviously I got the peppermint patty one after 2 seconds, and that was very effective. Yes. Okay, angels, please make sure that all my computer stuff still works, even though I spewed all over them. Okay, if you call in and ask a question live, just call in at 818-514-1190, hit 1, so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190, and hit 1. Okay, so... Jared, I believe, is next in the chat, and then we'll go back to the phones and then back to Tampa Bay Patching Coach. So Jared says, I love the patches and tried almost all of them. Yay! Okay, so that's me saying yay. I'm experiencing some ascension symptoms, like putting a 78-volt on a 24-volt wire, okay? I'm not an electrician, but that does sound like it's too much energy. Wondering if there is a patch for that. Okay, well, that's an interesting question. I know Marcus would have an answer for that, but we're working on patches today. So, Dennis, what do you think?
I'm still trying to figure out his metaphor.
I think he's just wired from the ascension symptoms.
Oh. So it wants to calm down a little bit.
Yes. So instead of feeling the voltage like he's being electrocuted all the time, which I do have some people that do feel that way, although I tell them in a joking way, I do tell them that, you know, people pay good money for drugs to feel that way. Sometimes
right.
They don't think it's funny.
Okay. Well,
they're like, but I don't
want
to feel this in my body.
Sure. Well, what we talked about earlier about using earth to harmonize everything else, you can go back to that triangle I mentioned before to use stomach 36 and spleen 9 or spleen 6, stomach 36 and spleen 6 and CV12 triangle. And you open up a triangle in that area of the lower abdomen or the Tanchen, which is the chi field, and that covers the umbilicus area too, and that's your connection with source, and that will help calm things down. So you're harmonizing earth with spleen 6, stomach 36, and CB12, and you're opening up the archetype of a portal, which is a triangle in that area. And that should help with the connection and also to drain excess energy out of there to go the right way if you're too wired. Because it doesn't go one way. Like when you get energy coming into the umbilicus from source, it doesn't just go one way. Just like the DNA emits light and the light gets into our acupuncture meridians. And we exchange light with our environment. So we're emitting light and we're taking light in at the same time. So we're exchanging light frequencies, which is a form of phototherapy, and using the geometric archetype for a portal or a triangle. In that area where the umbilicus is, using earth is a good way to deal with that energy.
I was thinking that some of the energy from source comes in the top of the head. So you're saying it's coming in from the navel?
It does both, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Now CV12 is above the umbilicus, but it includes the umbilicus in its this whole portal idea?
Yes, because the umbilicus is in the triangle, in the center of the triangle there. Or not the center,
but... That's right. Yes. Because you're using leg points. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Very cool. Okay. That's interesting because I have been resonating with just wanting to use spleen and stomach a lot this week. So that's kind of neat. Okay. Great. Thank you, Jared, so much for that question. And I don't know if this is you on the phone, but the next person in line we have... is last four digits 1225. Hi,
who's this? Hi, this is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Hey. Back for more fun.
Right.
Okay, I have three, I think one, possibly two you've already answered, but for sure I think one. My 92-year-old dad, who's been on the patches for 10 months, doing great. I mean, off high blood pressure meds, off metformin, developed. Now, mind you, he had a complete heart block in 2018, you know, top and bottom, stopped communicating. His pulse fell to 19 beats a minute. We finally got the pacemaker put in. Yeah, if you can imagine, this retired major in the Marine Corps survived that for 36 hours while people were waiting to get the device on board. But anyway, so he's been very stable since then. And I guess in May, we just had a reading this morning with the cardio people. And they said, so since May, he had started with some AFib, and then it's become constant since June 27th. He does not feel a thing. His energy hasn't changed. He's still high energy. And by the way, I guess I should tell you, I've got him on 39, 49, and carnosine. So those are the three he's been very religiously wearing.
Nice.
And so I was just curious, you know, what we talked about with the doc. She said, I was so thrilled, let's not add any meds. We certainly don't want to look at ablation. Of course, she did say, because my dad's like, what's the cause? And she said, well, over time, AFib will just get worse. And so we know, you know. So I said, Dad, you know what, let me just staff this with the docs. He is on metoprolol. And gosh, I'm trying to think he's on anything else. I should have his med list with me, and I don't for the heart. But I'm sure he's on at least one other, you know, for – oh, and he is on Eliquis,
because, you know, they put him on the blood thinner with the device in there, the pacemaker.
Right, and he is taking any supplements?
Yes, yes. I'm going to work on getting him on better supplements.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weaknesses for him is poor diet. He eats out at restaurants a lot, and we know what's happening to the what I'll call the public food chain. And I told him that today. I said that really could be part of what's going on here. You know, the food is getting worse out there at Ruby Tuesdays. Oh, and I should tell you this. He's been doing hyperbaric oxygen treatments an hour and a half a day. He will finish his 60th treatment this Thursday. So I don't know, you know, are we doing too much for a 92-year-old guy with his history of brain blasting? Oh, he is a hot, high charger, let me tell you. He's a hard charger. He's so much cognitively better, too, on our stuff. I mean, he's just funny. And, you know, there's a few moments of difficulty pulling up a name. But, I mean, he's fighting for the gusto all the way, you know.
Wow.
So I just said, let me talk to the docs. I said, but based on what you gave earlier for the cardio system, I mean, you gave me some great ideas for, you know, patching and shoring things up. I don't know whether you want to add anything to that or not.
Yeah. So you alluded to connecting his head with his body. And
yeah.
Sky window points are indicated for doing that. And so when you mentioned that, I got a hit. Well, use large intestine 18, which is right in the middle of the sternocleidomastoid on the level of the Adam's apple. And that'll help connect head with the body energy and tie things together if you use the cardiovascular recommendations that I talked about earlier. So, use X49 on the right, X39 on the left, of large intestine 18 on the side of the neck there.
Okay. Can he probably shouldn't do that at night, right? He may be a little sensitive about wearing them in the daytime with them that visible. I've noticed that a little bit about him. Do you think he could possibly wear them at night?
If he can tolerate it, but remember with X39 and 49,
I know, he may get energized.
12 hours.
Yeah. Oh, and I left a piece out, excuse me. He stopped using his CPAP machine. He's got apnea, because that was one of the things the doctor said of why she thought what might have contributed to this. Was that he stopped using a CPAP because he has some drainage coming out of his nose, and that was why he said he stopped.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you think it would help, but I've got that lip tape that I use for my apnea, and that keeps it pretty controlled for me. You know, no mouth breathing at night. But anyway, and then for him to start cardio rehab where he'll be riding the bike, because he's not a consistent exerciser at all. He's the guy that'll go out and put in cement by himself and flagpoles and do it all by himself. Oh, yeah, you know. And so it's that intermittent hard stress on his heart that he does, you know, every couple months. But I'm like, Dad, I think getting in cardiac rehab might be good. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, if he does it more regularly – The literature on getting the heart better in better cardiovascular shape suggests that if you do really hard aerobic work intensely for maybe three times a week for a short period of time, like you're describing he does, that helps the cardiovascular system and it increases the VO2 max, the maximal oxygen uptake. So he'd have to do it at least three times a week, not like once a month or so.
Right, and that's what he's doing. Once a month, once every couple months, that's the habit, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. We can accomplish that. And then what do you think about the CPAP? Go back on it or just leave it?
I'm not sure we can evaluate that give that kind of advice, not being his medical doctor.
Yep. I got
and
it.
Yeah, you not have having to look. His labs, not having anything like that. So
I understand.
An opinion on that personally.
To be able to answer that, you have to monitor his sleep on the CPAP machine versus his sleep without it. And that requires laboratory.
Exactly. Yes. I know exactly what to do. Excuse me for overstepping that boundary. Okay. Can I move on to just a quick one? A gentleman that needs to gain weight in his early 80s. He was having a lot of dental work done. And that, according to the wife, that's when he really, really got skinnier. But he's a skinny guy to begin with, not a great eater to begin with. But at this point, he's about 40 pounds underweight. And he is post-virus, no jabs, but post-virus, he had problems with breathing, tremors, which, by the way, have all really gotten way better. Almost a month on X39, but the weight is still an issue to get weight on him and increase appetite.
Oh, he doesn't have an appetite.
Right. It's He doesn't eat enough, according to the wife.
Dr. Dennis, can you pause just for a sec here as you think about that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention to Susan, for your 92-year-old dad, is that the medications, there's a book I'd like you to look up. It's called by Dr. Hyla Kass, H-Y-L-A-C-A-S-S.
Yeah.
And it's called Supplement Your Prescription. Supplement your prescription. What you can do is look up metoprolol and all those other medications. Now, some of them, maybe the book's a little old, so some of them might not be there. But she's a psychiatrist who discovered that instead of giving antidepressants to her patients, it was much better when they were on a bunch of other medications to supplement with supplements to counteract the negative effects and the vitamin and mineral depleting effects of their prescriptions. And they didn't need psychiatric medications. Go figure. So,
wonderful.
So he's been on, you know, I mean, you said he's off blood pressure medications, but metoprolol, I know, is used for the rhythm of the heart, but it's also considered a blood pressure lowering agent as well. He's been on metformin. He's been on a multiple number of things that could deplete a number of vitamins and minerals, one of which is magnesium. So some people are like, ugh, I don't want to take another pill, right? So for my dad, for example,
he takes magnesium, but he takes it probably the Walmart brand.
Right. Well, some is better than none, although, you know, if he takes magnesium oxide, then we're talking about a 4% uptake in the bowel, right? But one of the things you can get him is magnesium oil spray and have him spray 3 to 6 sprays, depending on what he tolerates, in his armpits every day. And I think because it's going to be like a natural deodorant in a way. And also, unless you're a woman that shaves, which will really sting, he probably is not shaving his armpits. So if he just does 3 to 6 sprays in each armpit, depending on how big the sprayer is, we don't want him soaking wet, obviously. But, you know, that may be helpful, and he can continue taking his magnesium. But even the cheapo stuff, even magnesium citrate, cheapo, is still better than nothing. And most people are not taking enough, because the diet, like you said, is not ideal. And although it could be worse, it could be like TV dinner, right? Or it could be a bunch of box stuff. At least it's whole food, even though it's a restaurant kind of style full of sugar and blah, blah, blah. He might benefit from – now, he might like the social aspect of it. That we cannot, you know, dissuade
that,
him.
And
from.
That is the deal. That is part of it for him, big time, is the socialization.
Yeah. So having the meal delivery service is not a great idea in this case, only because he needs the socialization, right? And when you're 92, you want what you want. Like, I don't blame him at all. So, okay. All right, so let's get back to the gaining weight guy. I have a suggestion here as well, but we'll let Dr. Dennis speak first.
Well, I want to segue into an observation about using magnesium on the armpit, because that will actually help the heart. Heart 1 is actually in the armpit, and magnesium helps the heart. And will under the armpit, magnesium gets absorbed better. So that's a good way of calming Chen.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I have a history of AFib. I may start doing that. I think it's been very, I mean, my 10 months on the patches, I feel like my AFib is just gone. Yep. But
okay,
anyway.
We can't make
okay,
that claim, but you noticed that the rhythm is balanced.
No, I know.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes. All right.
Okay. So what else do we need to deal with? Weight?
The other
gentleman gaining weight.
Gain weight, had dental work done, doesn't really feel like eating, and had the C, but had recovered and doing better, but still has, you know, a lot of weight to gain.
Wow. Okay. So that brings up stomach 36 and spleen 6 again.
Wow.
For harmonizing earth.
Okay.
You don't need to repeat that. I know I've got that down.
Along with CB12. Good. Right.
Yeah, with CB12, triangulate. And if I can just sneak one in real quick for this. He's a pro golfer with pain right above in the thumbs. When you look down at your thumbs, right above what I'll call you've got the indentation with the little wrinkles like above your thumbnail. That's the middle part of the thumb. And then right above that next little bony part, right in there, he drew little X's saying that's what hurts. Now, he's not attributing it to golf. He's attributing it to driving a zero-point lawnmower. Of course, my first thought was, dude, get a new lawnmower. However, so it's just a pain point right there in both thumbs. I was thinking ice wave. I mean, me, crude little patcher that I am, 10 months in.
Smart.
How about an ice wave on each one?
Yeah, might as
well. I put a ring around it made of two ice wave patches on each one.
Ah.
So positive one and negative one wrapped around that point on the thumb like a ring. And I've had lots of success with doing stuff like that. Especially with arthritis in the joints in that area.
And that's what they're saying that it is, the doctors. That's how what the doctors are calling it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, so I just take one white and one tan, put it and get it in a ring on each thumb. Okay, let's start there. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I do, and of course I'll be on next month and let you know how we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks,
Susan. Hi, Vibers.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we got our next person, Tampa Bay patching coach, for back pain. My wife has severe muscle spasms, shooting pain up and down her back, starting around her buttocks, on the right being the hot spot. Pain is also shooting down her right leg. How would you go about patching this? I'm sure she needs a massage therapist as well as a chiropractor to help with these issues, but can we get her out of pain with patches? Okay, that's a great question.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer for my triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Back pain triangle. Go ahead.
Yep.
We're going to say something.
Oh, go ahead. I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay, cool. So the base of the triangle is bladder 57, which is the point that's between the lower end of the gastroc muscle and the upper end of the Achilles tendon. And you put ice wave patches there, one on the right, 10 on the left. And then you create the apex of the triangle, which is actually three superimposing triangles. And as we talked about earlier, triangles can be viewed as the geometric archetype for portal. But in Newtonian physics, when you have electricity going through a wire, you create a magnetic field around it. So you've got three superimposing triangles with strong magnetic fields in the center from the triangles. So the apex of the triangle could be made of the Y-edge patches with the carnosine one the lowest, say on the life gate or on GV2, which is on the sacrum, so either the sacrum or the life gate. Then you go further up and put the glutathione patch on GV14, which is on the midline, right below cervical 7 and in the space between C7 and thoracic 1. And then you go up to the head and you can put the Eon patch on the top of the Tai Chi pole, and you can find that on the midline between the apex of the ears, right on the fontanelle there. And that's one alternative. Another way to do it is to use, and that's GV20, that point. Go further down or further back to GV19, put the Eon on GV19. And when you're doing acupuncture, if you acupuncture GV19 and point the needle back down the general vessel, that's indicated for back pain. So when you place the Eon patch on GV19, put your intention on sending the chi back down the general vessel.
Okay, that's great. Down the spine. Okay, so
yep.
Support mountain. Yeah, so you call this a support mountain protocol, right, Dr. Dennis?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really like the carnosine here because the spasms you had said previously on other shows can sometimes be really helped by carnosine.
Yes, that's right. It gets rid of muscle cramping, and it lowers lactic acid. It helps with spasms. It helps the heart muscle and the skeletal muscle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. And the cool thing, too, is using this protocol with the ice wave, the carnosine, glutathione, Eon, is that If your wife does see the massage therapist or chiropractor, I find that the results hold better when there's energetic support around that. So it's not either or; it can be and. So
yeah.
And another person, anytime I hear muscle spasm, you know, I think, you know, minerals. So it's another person to make sure that they're well hydrated, but also well mineralized. Even if you have the perfect organic diet with the way the soils have been for 100 years here on the planet, you can't really guarantee that someone's going to have enough minerals. So, yep. And
well,
the other thing.
We've talked about micromineral nutrients, but a good source of minerals is also fulvic acid.
Mm.
You know, from lakes, you know, you scrape the fulvic acid out of the lake, and you get a lot of minerals from that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that manually. I'd just buy it, but
yeah, for sure. Yeah, you don't want to go visit the lake.
Yeah, so where I get mine is called NutriLinkEnergy.com. It's Nutri, as in N-U-T-R-I, LinkEnergy.com. And it's Dr. Stephen Davis, a colleague of mine, one of the first, really one of the first true holistic medical doctors in the whole country. Just brilliant, brilliant man. So he has something called Mineral Force and Mag Force, and it is supplemented not only with fulvic acid, but also the energies of multiple different positive things, including the energies of fulvic acid. So it's actually alive. The minerals are actually alive, as opposed to dead minerals that you get in a pill or any other liquid. So I pretty much love his stuff so much that I take it on like trips with me, even though it's a pain in the butt, because they're actually liquid. They don't come in non-liquid form. So it has the fulvic acid in it, and I really, really like it. So that's good for everyone, really. Mineral Force, Mag Force, NutriLinkEnergy.com. It's one of those things where you can't order online. You actually have to email them, but all the pricing and everything is there. So you just look at the pricing sheet, fill it out, fax it in if you have such a thing, or you can just call them or email them and make your order that way. And a lot of my people have been doing that because it's really, really good quality stuff. The other thing I was going to mention, Dr. Dennis, and to this person as well as Susan for the gentleman that needs to gain weight. I'm using a amino acid supplement that if you take it on an empty stomach or without other protein or fat, it is like 99% assimilated into the body, whereas other protein powders and things like that may not be. And that could very well be helpful for using the patches to help make those peptides, because it does require amino acids, whether it be, you know, stem cell peptides or whatever other peptides we need. So especially for someone who isn't gaining weight, we want to build some muscle. So I would say check it out. I have a I'll put it in the notes, but it's Perfect Amino, I think, is the website. Yeah, I think it's Perfect Amino, something like that.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yep, and that's a good one. I just did a radio show recording, and it's not aired yet. So, but I started using his Perfect Amino. It is, I don't know if he has an unflavored one, but he has like coffee-flavored, lemon-lime, strawberry, berry, you know, different things. And I just usually take it first thing in the morning, and it doesn't break the fast in case you're doing intermittent fasting, which is super, super helpful.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
Great.
Let's see. Looking for questions. Oh, somebody disappeared. Okay, so Patsy disappeared. I don't see anybody else with their hand up. Let me double check. Our event, I think we are good. Okay, guys, so last call. If you have a question for Dr. Dennis, it's 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190. And then the blog post with all the answers will be posted within 2 working days, usually, when Tasha gets the chance to do that on our behalf. And you'll see the link to Dr. Dennis's clinic as well. So, Dr. Dennis, for the new folks, can you just share when your clinic is and how usually they are connecting with you?
Sure. So the clinic we have is called the HealthWise Clinic, and it's available online in our Zoom room, which meets once a month on the third Monday at 3 p.m. Arizona time. And the way to access it, you could either look on Dr. Karen's website for our flyer, which has a Zoom room link in it, or you can email Nurse Heidi, who's a nurse for the clinic. And her email is HeidiLobsteinNurse@gmail.com.
Okay, fantastic. That is great. Mm-hmm. That is great. Awesome. Dr. Dennis, any last words before we go? I don't think we have any other questions here, so.
Oh, I could say a few things about amino acid supplements, like to enhance the patch function, like for glutathione, as Dr. Karen alluded to, we need amino acid building blocks to make glutathione because cysteine is one of the 3 amino acids that the body can't make itself that we need to supplement in our diet to make more glutathione. So if you've just got the energy pattern from the patches and really low cysteine in the body, you're not going to make as much glutathione as you could if you were supplementing with cysteine. And so you want to have at least good quality protein, as Dr. Karen was describing, like from Perfect Aminos, or you could use hemp protein. Hemp protein is really high in cysteine, and hemp protein has 10 times more cysteine in it than dairy. So we often talk about getting cysteine supplemented by dairy, but dairy is very damp for spleen, and it can inhibit spleen function and make you accumulate damp and give you inflammation. So if you're trying to avoid that, go to hemp. So
nice.
Hemp protein is a good supplement for making the glutathione patches work better.
Oh, Okay. Very cool. Very, very, very cool.
Yep.
Is there a particular brand you like or?
No. Just whatever's in your, as long as it's organically raised, certified
hemp
organic.
Protein, we're talking about.
Hemp protein.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hemp protein powder. You probably find it in a nutraceutical store that sells nutraceuticals, and you may be able to find it online. Look at it warily if you find it on Amazon. Some things on Amazon aren't totally what they're supposed to be. So just do your due diligence to find the best kind.
Yep, and just to reiterate, just in case folks didn't get it, if you do use the perfect aminos or similar essential amino acid formula, I can't remember the one David uses, you want to do that on an empty stomach or at least without other protein or fat sources. It won't, like I said, if you're intermittent fasting, it won't break fast. Later on in the day, then you can go ahead and if you're wanting to increase cysteine to get more glutathione on board, whatever, then you can use your hemp protein. But you don't want to use protein powder or collagen powder, anything like that with the perfect aminos. Not that it's not good, it's just that you want the perfect aminos to go immediately into the body and make those peptides you need. Sorry, hang on. The wrong way. Anyway, so just take it separately. Oh my goodness. We're spitting, we're coughing today. Oh my goodness. Too funny. Okay. Well, Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for being on the show this month again. Thank you for donating your time and helping everyone. And thanks, everyone, for your questions. Until next time, I will talk to you next month. Bye, everyone.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Bye, Dr. Dennis.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.